Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a federal push to address maternal mortality. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Maternal mortality is an issue in Ohio and across the U.S. Ohio's rate of 23.8 deaths per 100,000 births is slightly higher than the national average. 5 Ohio representatives and 1 senator have signed on to a federal package of legislation that hopes to curb these pregnancy-related deaths, called the Momnibus Bill. Jasmine Long is the president and CEO of Birthing Beautiful Communities, a nonprofit that advocates for positive birth outcomes in Northeast Ohio, and she joins me now to discuss its impact. Hi, Jasmine.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. So we know that this is an issue that disproportionately impacts Black women. In Ohio, Black women are more than twice as likely to die from pregnancy complications than white women. And in many cases, those deaths are preventable. Why is this still an issue in Ohio?
Absolutely. We know that there are a ton of reasons that we still see maternal mortality in such a high rate, many of them due to ineffective levels of care, toxic stress caused by racism. There are so many factors that really lead into these poor birth outcomes and poor maternal fatalities that we see. But we also know that a research study found that 88% of maternal deaths are preventable. So this is exactly why bills like these are critically important to improving care.
Tell me a little bit more about how this bill would help. The package invests more in transportation, housing, nutrition. It also aims to grow the maternal care workforce, among other things. How would these investments benefit the mothers that you work with?
Absolutely. So one of the biggest benefits of this bill is that they really want to get the dollars to community-based organizations. All of those things that you mentioned, transportation, housing, education, those are the social determinants or the social drivers of health that also have a major impact on the things that our families are facing here in Northeast Ohio, really and across the state. And so this bill would seek to expand WIC eligibility, ensure that community-based organizations can get money, and then grow that perinatal workforce. So that's doulas, midwives, you know, other professions that are needed to really, lactation specialists, to really provide the care that women in our community need.
Is there a shortage of those maternal care providers here in Ohio?
Yeah, so we've been working with agencies to really talk about culturally congruent care, right? So meaning that Black providers for Black patients. And so we have in our country a major shortage of African-American midwives. And as you can imagine, COVID really has decimated a lot of the workforce. And so some of the doctors and nurses who had consistently been in our hospitals retired or found other places to work because they got so burned out from COVID. And so we have to rebuild that workforce in the healthcare setting.
The Momnibus Bill was first introduced 4 years ago, and many of the bills that are included in it do not yet have bipartisan support. So the movement is slow and uncertain. In the meantime, what can we do on a statewide level to address maternal mortality rates in Ohio?
We can look at things like universal basic income. We can look at things such as guaranteed income they're working on here in Cleveland, other policies that would really make and help to lift folks out of poverty. I mean, that's the totality of it when you think about like how we actually as a state move the needle forward. It's that you really have to be addressing everything all at the same time. So while we're working on healthcare and advancements and while we're working on increasing the pay for people who do birth work, right? All of these things are tied in to still making sure that we're providing the one-on-one services to actually make an impact on individual families' lives.
Jasmine Long is the president of Birthing Beautiful Communities. Thank you so much for your time, Jasmine.
Thank you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.